you. We are back on Traders Talk Live this morning. We're visiting with Alan Rohrbach. And Alan, when we left you, you led me into an issue that we deal with a lot at Online Trading Academy. And people come to us and they have the belief that they can't compete against institutions and professionals. But we tell them that the institutional money managers certainly have some advantages, but have a whole host of issues to deal with that actually put them at a disadvantage to us as individual traders and investors. And you brushed upon that briefly, but can you articulate or elaborate that point for our audience, what some of those issues are right now, and give them a little bit of encouragement today?
Well, of course, one of the reasons they feel they're at a disadvantage to the large institutions is the sheer depth of the portfolio and financing of the portfolio that is so well margined at the large institutions. And yet that does create the problem of ROI. In other words, handling such large amounts of money, those institutions have to have the money always at work. They have to finesse these huge portfolios. And that requires, as we discussed just a little while ago, an evolutionary view of the trends. You know, where was the last turn in a major economic cycle that is now reflecting in a sustained move in the stock markets, and yet how the short-term indications unfold within that broader trend, so they can help, you know, finesse the portfolio, as I said. A finesse is a key word. When does, in other words, as an example, we might revisit, when you get into not a condition like we're in now, but a major upturn out of a bottom like we had in early 2003 in the stock markets, how do you know when the market might be stalling for a while, but you look for the earmarks of when that stalling phase is done and the market's going to get more aggressively bullish again? And it's balancing shorter-term indications out against the broader trend. And the institutions are very good at that. And if I had to say one thing about how the institutions really excel, it's because they are taking this global view, and they have good information on all of the different things that are going to impact the market from different countries and different major trading centers. And that's how they thrive.
Right, but when they get trapped, they get trapped, and that's where we thrive.
Well, and that is exactly right. That's where you ask, well, how can the individual investor who's, you know, either maybe looking to invest a bit longer term or wants to trade on a shorter term basis develop an edge in light of that? Number one, those big portfolios need to average in and out of their positions. The agility that a individual investor has is not available to them. They can't pick one price and get into their whole position of, you know, three contracts of this or one contract of that. So by averaging in, they have bigger positions on. When they're right, they tend to sit for the longer-term trend and make more money on individual views. When they're wrong, they can't get out of it all at once either, and they have to work their way out. So it's bigger profits but bigger losses when they're wrong. So agility is a key advantage of the individual investor, and there is also a tremendous ability for the individual investor to expand the quality information resources that they have. There are a lot of online resources where people can get global reporting calendars. Sometimes you want to look at more than one, often as many as three or four, to make sure you're seeing everything. I pull down about eight or nine of them myself every weekend to make sure what some folks miss, I get from other resources. And one of the big keys is this is available. This is public domain information. And for instance, well, we're taping ahead of time, but let's say 2 weeks ago, not what will be this past week from Saturday morning, you had a situation where the long-term interest rate instruments took a two-point swing to the downside. That all came out of inflation figures and the quarterly inflation report from the Bank of England. Well, if you didn't understand that there were UK inflation numbers and there was going to be anticipation of a rather hot, rather hawkish inflation report from the Bank of England Monday, Tuesday of 2 weeks ago, you didn't have any idea why interest rate instruments were under such pressure. But that information's out there and available for the people who want to source it themselves or who want to look for a quality information, consolidated information source.
Well, certainly there is a wealth of information out there that we can use to form our own trading plans, and we talk about that all the time. And obviously you get into some very sophisticated analysis in your job. We try to keep it a little bit simpler, but we are getting a kick out of hearing you drill down into some of the challenges that you have. We're going to read you